It is a beautiful morning. Yeah, there's a few clouds out there, but we saw a great sunrise here this morning, and the sun is still shining bright over the St. Clair River at the St. Clair Inn, which is a work in progress, as we've been saying this morning, but they really have made tremendous progress. We're in the middle bungalow. There's three nice little bungalows here, and we are joined now by the mayor, not of St. Clair, but of Port Huron. Pauline Repp is here. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This really is a sign of the times. I mean, wow. A long time ago, you wouldn't have had the mayor of Port Huron coming to an event that's talking about something happening in St. Clair or vice versa. But for this region, everybody really is working together these days, aren't they?
They really are. You know, it's something that started probably, 9-10 years ago when the economy kind of went tanked. Mm-hmm. And we all pulled together, you know, knowing that in order to see a good Blue Water region and a good for everybody, that we all needed to pull together to promote the area all the way from Port Huron down to Algonac and inland, and you know, because what's good for one of us is good for all of us. So
absolutely,
I'm really happy to see this project in St. Clair come into fruition.
Well, and what a nice thing that the owner of the St. Clair Inn said, I'd like to have another hotel, and he saw that the Harrington Inn was up for sale and said, I want that as well, and that's in Port Huron.
That's right, and we are so excited about that. That is such a jewel, and to know that someone is going to take care of it, refurbish it, and turn it back into a hotel, which is what it was built for in the first place. It's a charming, charming building, and over the years it's had different uses, and nothing against those uses, but certainly seeing it back vibrant as a hotel and having I'm sure they're going to have a restaurant and mm-hmm. bar area and banquet rooms and that type of thing is only going to add to our hotel stock. I mean, you've got the City Flats, which is only two blocks down the street. And you've got this Harrington Hotel, and you add it to what we have already with the DoubleTree. I mean, this is going to be really great for Port Huron, because we're going to be able to attract a lot of business and conventions and things that will come here. As well as, I understand why he's purchased it. It's kind of like a sister hotel for the St. Clair Inn.
Right.
So it kind of pulls us all together, which is what it's all about.
It really does. And when you look at the whole region from Marine City with the inn and up in Lexington, which isn't even part of St. Clair County, but Lexington with the Cadillac House now, I mean, you have so many between boutique hotels and big chain hotels like the DoubleTree. It does allow you to attract big conventions that we haven't been able to do before.
We have not, and the convention center is prime for that. But in order to a lot of the conventions require more rooms than are available at the DoubleTree even by itself. And of course, then you can go out to the outlying areas, and there's certainly very nice Holiday Inn. Best Western, yep. Fairfield, all of those out there, which add to that stock. And certainly I've been at conventions where you don't necessarily stay at the host hotel. You stay off-site and get transportation. So that's always been an option, but this is just a nicer add to it. I think that people love to stay in quaint places, not necessarily in the chain hotels. Mm-hmm. I think that when you go away, I know myself, I like to do that, and I like to stay and eat at restaurants that aren't chain restaurants. So now you've got the St. Clair Inn, you've got the Harrington, the City Flats, all of those places that have been added that are unique.
Now, how do we convince those 3 million people that live, an hour away from us to come visit?
I know. That is always the problem. And it's amazing. I actually did a welcome last week to an organization that was – well, I did one that was in town that was environmentalist, but the one before that was a register of deeds for the entire state of Michigan. And I got such a nice thank you note afterwards, but – in that thank you note, it was like, I can't believe Port Huron is what it is. We were so impressed with Port Huron. I mean, they just went on and on and on. And that's what it takes, is getting people to spread that word. You know, they get here, and I think that a lot of people think that it's a long ways away, and it's not. You know, getting things from the Detroit area up here, it's an hour.
Yeah.
It's an hour. And there's so many things that they can do, and everybody I've... to a fault. I mean, they all are very impressed with our community, impressed with the whole area all the way along the waterfront.
Yeah.
And once they come here once, I think that that's all it takes.
Well, up north is great. I love going to Traverse City and Petoskey and all those fun up north towns, but that's a 4 or 5 hour drive from southeast Michigan. This is, like you said, just an hour away.
And you can come on the weekend just for a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to spend the night.
Right.
I mean, it's nice if you do.
Yep. Absolutely.
But you don't have to. I mean, that was, and even when recently we had the antique and classic boat show here, everybody from all over the United States and Canada were so impressed with Port Huron and the area.
That was a big deal, and I know that that's a you know, relatively speaking, a small, you know, exclusive group of people, antique boat owners. It's not like we invited the whole world here. We just invited the antique boat owners of the world, but they all had such great things to say. I was reading some of the blogs and specialty publications, the people that go to all these antique boat shows, and they said, Port Huron just hit it out of the park. We've never right. been to a boat show as nice as the one in Port Huron. That's pretty nice to hear, isn't it?
It is nice to hear, and it has to do with the, you know, the environment and the people here. Mm-hmm. You know, we have great people in our community and a lot of wonderful volunteers and that put that together and help with a lot of events, mm-hmm. That can't be bought.
We've got such a nice waterfront that I think we always take for granted and haven't really developed the way that we have in the last few years. I think you're seeing a lot more development here than we have before.
No, I would agree. It's, just looking out here right now with the sun in our eyes.
Yeah. See, this
not
is
in
why.
Not in your eyes, but in my eyes.
Yeah. Sorry about
and,
that.
No, that's okay. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want to come up here. It's all the way along, and St. Clair's done a good job with their boardwalk. They have a wonderful boardwalk coming down through here. Yeah. And like you said, Marine City's done a wonderful job with the new hotel down there and all the new stores. I mean, it's great.
How do we keep all this progress moving forward? And I know, you know, we can't dictate what happens to the economy. You know, we can have another crash or you know, something worse. But, you know, as long as things remain, you know, fairly steady, how do we keep promoting this area and keeping all these developments and all this great investment here?
Well, I think you have to have positive vibes in your community, in the area. I mean,
we haven't always
extremely.
Had that.
No, we have
we
not.
Have a lot of us have been down on this area for a variety of reasons. We have this kind of kick me mentality here.
We do,
but that's changing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know, you run into people all the time that have just moved here from another state, and you say, well, why are you here? And it's well, I just happened to come through here, so I you know, I mean, there's just a whole host of reasons why people come here. But I think the people who come here to this area are more enthusiastic about it than sometimes the people who have lived here for their whole lives.
Yeah,
because you have to step away from it sometimes, I think. Even that, I think, is evidence with the youth that are coming back and people that come back to the area after they've left it for a while. You kind of have to step away and take a new appreciation for it, because there is a lot to appreciate.
No, there absolutely
and
is.
You do have to keep positive. I think that's what brings, I think, you know, in conversations I've had with different developers and manufacturers and that over the time, it's the cooperation and the positive vibes and the collaboration between all of the different entities that I think brings them here.
Yeah.
And I think that as long as we keep that up and we keep doing that, we'll keep having progress. Yes, we'll have drops and rises and, you know, that type of thing because of the economy. But I think we learned a big lesson 10 years ago that if we're going to do it, we needed to do it for ourselves.
Yeah, and we have been. And this is part of the progress that we get to enjoy is the St. Clair. And I'll see you here at the ribbon cutting next year.
You will, I hope.
Sure, I'll see you before as well.